Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everyone. Frank Bassett joining you. No Tim Matthews today, but we've got somebody else that I think you will enjoy listening to and hearing from. We're in the throes of the winter weather here in Nashville, Tennessee, in the Golf Talk America studios. But I want to go ahead and bring in our special guest host today. He's won a few golf tournaments. I don't even need to tell you what he's won because it's a PGA Championship, two Players Championships, and among other tournaments, Mr. Steve Elkington. Steve, welcome in.
Hey, good morning, Frank.
Hey.
I hope it's not as cold as it is in Nashville as it is here, mate. There's no golf in Houston today.
No, it's freezing here. It was 17 this morning when I got up.
Yeah.
No golf. Beating us. It's over. Yeah, this is nuts. What is it in Houston today?
It's low. You know, it's in the 30s, but it's raining.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, don't send it this way, please. Hey, listen, I'm glad you joined us today because there's something going on that you and I have had some conversations about, minimum. But it's something that's taken the golf world by storm. Is that the proper way to say it? The TGL. What? The storm is a thunderstorm, in my opinion. But what did you see it last night? You see Tiger?
I guess I first should say that I'm sorry that I made you watch that last night because you hadn't seen it before because I watched it the week before. You know, I think there's probably some people that like the TGL. I'm going to talk about both sides of the equation, watching it on TV and then the people that were there. The people that were there had a problem because they couldn't get a bartender and they don't hear the players speaking. But whatever happens to TGL, wherever this thing lands, Frank, it's not going to look like it looked last night. I mean, obviously the algorithm was off. I mean, Tiger, you know, flew a wedge 20 yards over the pin into the water. When Tiger Woods or any of these pros grab a club that goes 113, it can't go 133. It just doesn't go. So the algorithm there, the launch or whatever, I didn't like that. You know, Kisner didn't play well. I think he was a stand-in anyway for Tom Kim as the original player on that squad.
Right.
But, you know, when you think about Kisner, who's, whatever, mid-40s now, I wanted that, you know, I wasn't that upset with him playing poorly. I was more like, well, there's the difference between guys as they get a little older and they can't quite compete on the tour anymore. And we actually saw it right there in color last night. He's like 30, 40 yards behind these guys, and he was stretching and straining and made a lot of bad shots and whatever. That's fine. But, Frank, I don't know how these guys miss two cups on the putting grid. The putting's not right. The putting's off. Product, like I said, yeah, you tell me something. Yeah, you saw it for the first time.
Well, I mean, you're right about, you know, they don't. Guys like Tiger or guys like yourself, you don't miss a wedge like he was missing wedges.
Now, not 30 yards long.
No, and the algorithm is a setup. I don't know what the engine is behind this thing. I don't know who's done the software for the simulation. And I didn't get a clear, unless I missed it, clear understanding of were they using any wind algorithms or were they using... What were they doing? Was it just plain, no wind, no nothing, just and level lie? They're hitting off a level lie every time, too, with the wedges and things. I can't see them playing as poorly as they played under those conditions. I mean, hell, Top Golf? I don't know. I was very unimpressed. I really was.
Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work out at all. And Tiger was, you know, this was Tiger's big night, and it didn't work. He played poorly. He putted poorly. He looks like he's still sort of limping around a little bit too. But mate, it did not come together. I don't know if it's the Sahith Theegala is a member of my club here. You know, he seemed pretty energized. Justin Rose seemed pretty energized. They were hitting some pretty good shots. The Heath made a putt. And Rose made a couple putts. They smoked the other team. But
oh, my God, yeah.
It looks like the most fun of anyone that's having is the actual players. And everyone else is sort of like, what happened there? What are we doing?
We saw that. Yeah, you saw that.
Yeah.
They took the camera and put it on different people in the audience, celebrities and whomever, some of the team owners or the team investors, if you will. And they were like, they had a kind of a, not a smile and laughing, they had a scowl on their face. Like, did you hear this? So you said they couldn't hear, obviously you talked to some folks, they couldn't hear, I say they, the people in the stands there or in the arena itself could not hear the players talking. They don't have it amplified or mic'd up. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that was one of the feedback things I heard. But imagine, Frank, you and I were there and we couldn't find a bartender.
I would not be happy. I would leave. I'll be honest with you. I looked last week at tickets to say, what's it cost to get tickets, you know? It'd be kind of cool to go to one of these things. And I said, forget that. I mean, and there's one arena.
What was it?
It was ridiculous. They were sold out, and they were scalping them different places. And probably because of Tiger.
It was like, wasn't it like $800 to go see that or something?
$8,000. I saw some for $1,400, and I said, I'm not paying that when I can put on my PGA Tour media badge and walk up to Tiger and talk to him. You know, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to cram that thing. They're going to keep going with that product for a while here. We're going to have to hear about it some more, but it's not going to look like that. Cannot. There's no way.
They've got to change it. Yeah.
The ball doesn't curve either. Did you notice that when you hit the screen, wherever they hit the screen, it doesn't curve. I mean, every shot is straight. So it gets kind of redundant. You hear this, you see him swing looks good. Boom, hits the screen and then it flies off and it's just flying it straight. If they pulled it, they pulled it. If they pushed it, they pushed it. But there's no curve.
No.
I don't understand why it's not curving.
Again, you called it. I mean, it's in the software and there has to be some. You know, I'd bring in some heavy duty. You would think that there are heavy duty engineers that are working on that software, but hell, they need to bring in, you know, Bill Gates or somebody to fix it because it's not working.
Yeah, and you know, the shot clock idea is cool, but I only saw the shot clock a couple of times last night. I didn't see much stats being shown on TV. You know, everything's happening so fast, it's very hard to sort of figure out. And then guys are giving putts. And honestly, if you're not a super insider on golf, you have no idea what's going on. You don't know what just happened because it's a three-man alternate shot. And you don't know who's up. You know, it's tough. It's tricky. It's tricky to watch.
And they need someone besides just the players interacting with the players while it's going on to keep the people entertained. Because there was a lot of lulls in this.
Mate, if they can't sell it with Tiger playing, then it's a dead duck. Yeah, if they can't do it with Tiger playing.
Well, it'll change. I mean, you know, McDonald's burgers changed for the better, if you can call that. As that company evolved, it'll have to change. There's no doubt about it. The most exciting thing the entire night is when Kisner skulls a ball out of the bunker, and if it had not hit that flag stick, it probably would have killed somebody.
It's still flying. If it doesn't hit the pin.
It was cooking. That would have hit somebody in the head. There are no nets there. I mean,
I know.
Oh my God!
Unreal. You
know? Yeah, it was
unreal.
It's not what it was marketed to be yet. So we'll have to see
what it's going to become. But as of today, there's a lot of head scratching, I'm sure, going on over there right now. Tomorrow, I mean, from yesterday, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason I had to watch the whole thing is because I knew you wanted to talk to me about it, and I could have turned it off after two holes because I saw it the week before.
Well, thank God a friend of mine called me.
You know,
and wanted to talk about something else, so I kind of turned the volume down.
There was a lot of chatting between those teams. That was a good group of guys that were playing, but I don't know, Frank. It's just you can't make it work. It's just not a product yet.
What are they going to do when you don't have the names? I mean, you can't have the same names week in and week out in this thing, but when they run out of, you know, you have the set teams, but when they run out of the big names, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking about when Tiger Woods was in the bunker. And he hit a pretty average bunker shot about 10 feet by. And I was thinking to myself, if Phil Mickelson was in this deal, that would have been the 64-degree high super lob that would have been something that I really wanted to see. because some, you know, it would have been, but that for some reason we're not getting showcased the caliber of these guys, what they got, you know, maybe the bunker. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I'm not, every time you miss a green, you walk over there and you drop it in this sort of preferred lie over there, chip it on. And, you know, the green's all wrong. It meaning that it runs away. Tour players don't hit 20 footers 12 feet by and then miss the next one coming back by two cups. They just don't. Sorry.
And everything's too perfect. It's just too perfect. I mean, every lie is perfect. It's there. No, I didn't notice them changing any of the topography of the tee box ever, where they were hitting from.
No, I don't think that. I don't think they do that.
It's just flat. Can do that with the green, is my understanding. I mean, I've been on greens.
Oh yeah,
Jordan Spieth's event.
The green's got like a 500 discs underneath it that twists and turn the whole thing around. Yeah.
So I don't know. I just I hate to see them.
They over-technicaled it.
Well, yeah, and then the intros I thought were less than
cringe.
Yeah.
It's so cringe out of the gate. Just start the game. Just tee it up and go. Let's go.
Walk up music. Eye of the Tiger. Really.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine wrote that song. A guy named Jim Peterick. He's still making money off that damn song. From Rocky to Tiger to everybody else, you know, should have written a song like that.
Yes.
Anyway, I hate to hammer it. I don't want to sound like a naysayer, but.
And why wasn't Tom Kim there playing on Tiger's team? He's playing
playing the American Express this week, right?
Yeah, but so is a couple other guys that were there last night. I think Homer's playing or Rose. Some of these guys were playing. So why wasn't Tom Kim there?
I don't know. Maybe we should call Tom and see. Tom, why weren't you there? I don't know.
Speaking of the AMX, Frank, this tournament's going on this week. That would be a nice place to be. LA's on fire, and that's tragic, but just over the mountain there. This was one of the great starts of the season right here. You know that.
Well, wasn't this the old Bob Hope? Wasn't this originally the Bob Hope? Yeah. So, I mean, what a fun tournament to be at. And I think
John Daly married, they used to have the girls at Bob Hope Classic, the three girls that stood behind Bob Hope and Classic. I think he married Hope. Didn't he marry Hope?
I don't know.
Yes, he did.
He's married everybody, for God's sake.
Yeah. I saw he was in the hospital with emergency hand surgery yesterday. So let's hope JD gets back.
Oh, was he? I didn't realize that. I had not heard.
Yeah.
So, I hope he gets back. He's such a draw.
He's got to have that hand right so he can drink those those John Daly's.
Yes, or whatever it may be. He's a member. He's in Nashville a lot, and he's a member of a club that I'm also a member of here. And JD is JD, you know. He just has a big time.
Yeah.
He and Kid Rock both. I mean, they get going out there at the club, and I have to say, boys, I'm going home.
Have you seen the inside of Kid Rock's plane? It's like sometimes they to him and John are going to see Trump or something. They take some pictures of inside. It looks like a 1970s, Californian, hemp bar inside, furniture wise.
he's copying Elvis.
With peace signs and wind catchers or dream catchers and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing.
He's copying Elvis. I mean, I don't know. He's a different kind of person than we are. Just totally different. I'm not a fan of that mess. But anyway, since we're away from the Tiger situation now and talking about American Express, the American Express is it the last tournament that will be held in that part of the country now because of the fires? I mean, Tiger's even talked about the fact that...
I think they'll play Pebble for sure. I think Spieth has entered Pebble come back, so that's coming up. But no way they play the Los Angeles... No way they play Tiger's tournament at Riviera. I think Riviera is going to be lucky if it's standing.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So, that's really bad. So, Justin Thomas is playing in the American Express and Tony Finau both. So, we'll see what they have now.
Yeah.
Because neither one of them
is there.
Yes.
Wyndham Clark, I think, is the highest ranked player. You know, the tricky thing for the tour, Frank, there's been a lot of talk. As you know, Butch Harmon came out and said, hey, all we want to see is the best players when we turn on TV on the weekend. We just want to see them, get it done, sort of thing. But, you know, the big problem the tour has is these American Expresses, the guys that don't have the elevated events. If you're not the Phoenix Open or the Waste Management, I mean, you're selling half a product. I mean, you're not getting these top guys there. You've got all the young guys. And I think of, you know, the Bob Hope Classic when I used to go out there when Arnold Palmer was still playing. I mean, it was just like, this was one of the great places to be in, on earth that week. And, you know, the tour's set himself up, Frank. I mean, I just don't know how they're going to be able to sustain this. But when you start to think about American Express trying to sell, you know, a diluted field, if you will. You know, they don't have all the top 50 there because they're holding on for the elevated. Then you've got, you know, a good handful of guys that you'd really like to have that are playing on LIV, whether it's Rahm or Phil or, you know, you name it.
Well, you brought up Rahm. You brought up Rahm, and he said he's doing the DP right now. And he said,
and Rory's over there.
Rory's doing it too. Well, Rory received the Seve Ballesteros Award, so they're both saying Rahm, I should say, is saying, hey, I'm playing in the Ryder Cup. I'm going to play.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't know what's going to happen there, but I want to back up for a minute to the American Express. I'm jumping all over the place, but there is a new name that's in this tournament that happens to be from Nashville. And if you've heard of him, you might not have. Blades Brown. You know that name?
Yeah. I read the article about him. He's like 17, right?
Yeah.
Young kid to turn pro.
Yeah.
Good name.
It's a great name
for golf.
It's a great name if he's a hockey player. But you know,
you can't play cavity backs when your first name's Blade.
Tour Blades Brown. That's his mother's maiden name, by the way, is Blades. His mother.
Okay.
Yeah. And his mother.
Is his name Blades or Blade?
Blades. Blade plural. Yeah. Blades Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. Rhonda Blades Brown is his mother. And she played in the WNBA after a collegiate career at, guess where? Vanderbilt. This kid could have gone to Vanderbilt. I don't know. What do you think about this kid jumping out there at 17 and just bypassing an education?
I don't know anything about him, Frank, other than he's got a cool name. So we'll see, you know, these kids, you know, I read an article this morning that there's a kid that's, is it Tom McNicock or something that went to the same, plays out of the same club in Ireland as Rory did. And he's known Rory since he was 10 and he's thinking about signing with LIV. And he asked Rory for some advice and Rory sort of hummed and hawed and said, well, you know, as good as you are, and now that you've got your PGA Tour card, you probably should go over here and the kid's going to sign with LIV. So, or he might be, I don't, you know, it's a mess, Frank. I mean, it really is. It's a mess.
Yeah. The world is, you know, cats and dogs living together, for God's sake. What's going on?
If you're a young player and you, let's take, you know, Eugenio Chicharra, who was a super college player out of Oklahoma State. He signed with LIV and he went over there and he was about on level with Aberg from Texas Tech, meaning they were both 1 and 2 in college. Aberg went to Texas Tech. Eugenio Chicharra went to Oklahoma State. Eugenio went to LIV. He played pretty good over there. He won a tournament and probably made another 20 million. So let's say he's got, I don't know, for 30 or 40 million dollars. Now he can come back. He actually can go on and just qualify for the tour. He's not banned from anything. So if Frank, my question to you is, if you're a young kid like Blades Brown, should he have entertained something from LIV first?
I would think so. That's why.
Or just go straight to the tour.
I think that I would have gone to LIV if he could have and taken the money grab and then come back because you're not penalized because you never were on the PGA Tour. So
yeah, and you saying that Rahm's going to play Ryder Cup, it seems like the DP World Tour is a little ahead in the negotiating front with their players as opposed to the tour. You know, there's more sort of action over there where guys are playing, you know, European events, and they seem like they're getting things done. And I know Guy Killings is a new commissioner. He used to work for IMG. He he was, you know, a player's rep, and he's obviously, you know, trying to work this deal, right? Get these players to play everything if they can, right?
Well, there's no reason for them not to. I mean, they should be able to, I think. They're going to have to put it back together. Can you said it a few minutes ago, talking about American Express trying to, you know, with not having the top players, and they're used to having the top players. How do you think the networks feel? NBC, CBS,
it's tough.
They're having a meltdown.
Yeah.
And we know that. I know that personally because of our shows around the country and the advertising dollars that are sold for our shows. And we are getting constantly people saying, well, what are the big names you're having on? What tournament are you going to be attending? Where are you going to be live from? And they're looking at the viewership on television. It's affecting us all the way down the food chain, if you will. So,
yeah, everybody's given up on watching it, sort of thing. They're like, well, I'm not watching it. I know Bryson's not playing. I'm going to just wait for the Masters. Or Brooks is not playing, and I'd like to see, you know, Phil. Even if Phil doesn't play, he's not playing, dude. I mean, Phil's a huge draw. He'd be a huge draw in the TGL. Honestly.
Oh now, yeah. Why? Sure, he would.
Why couldn't they play? Is this thing owned by the tour? Can TGL get a live team?
I don't know why they couldn't. I don't think the tour, if the tour has an investment in this, which they probably do, then no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They just won't let it happen. But anyway, the golf world's in a mess. I mean, it's on the verge of being where tennis was when you lose the McEnroe and the Connors and those guys, and it just went to nothing. I mean, nothing.
Well, what are you looking forward to coming up? We've already spoken of that Tiger's tournament's going to get moved. I don't know where they'll go, but they'll probably have to move into the desert or somewhere in Arizona or something, maybe, to play that event where they've already got some infrastructure set up. Possibly they could play, you know, in the desert. But I always look forward to Pebble. I'd like to see all the players play at Pebble. I played Pebble like 30 years in a row. That was great. I think Jordan Spieth's going to come back. Sam, my son Sam, thinks Jordan's going to have a great year. He thinks he's going to play well at the Masters. But what else have we got to look forward to golf-wise, everybody together, until probably not until April, huh?
That's what I was about to say. I the Players' Championship is always one of my favorites. Always has been because, you know, living down there all the years.
That.
Yeah, the Players.
Yeah,
and then the Masters. Some of these other tournaments, I'm like, a little bored. Shouldn't say that. I hate to be that way, but it's just, I don't know.
To Butch Harmon's point, you know, he's like, you know, we turn on the golf on Sunday afternoon and we look at the board and we don't know any name. We don't know anyone's name, even though they're good players, great players. We'll be.
I know.
We'll be star players, but we don't know them.
I know. It's tough to get people to watch. It's tough to get people to listen to our shows a lot of times. I mean, I guess I'm just going to have Paige Spiernak, you know, walk around the ring with the round card, round one, round two, round three, just to get people's attention. I don't know what to do.
She could play TGL.
She could. She's a good player. I mean, she's not.
She can play as good as Kisner.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you think Kisner was drinking last night? I think he had a few pops.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That was bad, though. It was pretty bad. I think he lost five balls. I think he got his hands on two bad sleeves of balls there.
How do you lose? How do you lose golf balls in a simulator? Oh, God. Well, they found a way, didn't they? Oh, my God. We're going back to that. It was terrible. I'm looking forward to the American Express. I just want to see some golf, you know. And I will tell you who's going to benefit from this, in my opinion. And you might totally disagree with me.
I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a story about the American Express Bob Hope Classic.
Okay.
It was one of my first It was one of my first tournaments that I played when I turned pro. And I went through the tour school in 1986, and it was at PGA West where they're playing the tournament this week. I graduated in the very first tournament was on the PGA Tour that year, other than Hawaii, was the Bob Hope Classic. So I got to come back like, you know, 3 weeks later, right? So I go down to Indian Wells Golf Club where they still had it was one of the legs of the tournament, played a practice round. And, you know, Arnold Palmer's still playing, you know, a bunch of older guys were still there, you know, Miller Barber, you know, all kind of guys were still playing. Bob Hope was alive, Gerald Ford was alive, and
danger.
And the locker room guy in Indian Wells, I went up to him and I said, where does Arnold Palmer and all these legends go for a cocktail after golf? And the guy goes, that's simple. Go straight down this road, turn left, 1 mile on your right. There's a place called The Nest. Go there.
The Nest.
Yeah, I know you've been there. So I get in my car and drive down there, and I walk into this old school Palm Springs spot. On the left side of the building, there's a bar, and on the right side is a restaurant with an open area you can see through with a piano bar playing in the middle of the room. And I go in there, and the bartender says, what do you have? And I look over his shoulder, and I see Arnold Palmer at the piano with Bing Crosby, I think Frank Sinatra, I know Frank Sinatra, and the Bob Hope and Classic Girls, and about 50 more other classic girls, all there singing and drinking at 6 p.m. in the evening. And I told the bartender, I said, you just put me a beer right here, and you just keep bringing them, because I'm not leaving until I've absorbed this total scene right here. I said, I am now officially on the PGA Tour, because I couldn't believe how good this scene was. It was the most amazing thing ever. Well, and I just sat there for an hour and watched those guys hang out. It was awesome.
Isn't that awesome just to see, just to hang out with them, be around them, and to see how they enjoy
life? I wasn't
actually
with them. I was looking across to them, but that's okay.
But still, you're seeing how they enjoyed life. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time you've been to a tour event that we've seen anything like that at any, even in Ponte Vedra, at some of the local bars that we used to all frequent and go hit balls into the across the intercoastal into a number 10 wash tub, hanging in a palm tree, you know, some of the great old bars on the intercoastal there after the tournament days.
That was
fun
that
stuff,
was great.
You know, and we had Faldo out there.
Well, we kind of do it at the Masters.
We've lost a good friend, you know, who owned T-Bones. He's gone. So some of that's kind of going by the wayside, but the Masters, yes, it'll always be the Masters and the parties and the fellowship and friendships and all that. But out on the tour itself, that has kind of gone by the wayside. It's just not the camaraderie that it used to be at all.
Well, Blades Brown doesn't have the appreciation factor yet for that. You know, Blades Brown, it's not there yet.
No.
He can't
rent a car. He can't drive a courtesy car, a tour courtesy car. You know, got to have a driver. But yeah, that's all changed. It's sad that it has, but you and I'll keep it going. We'll keep the tradition.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Oh yeah, we'll keep it going.
Absolutely.
Well, we got Sam. Sam's a willing participant in the wings of nostalgia things.
Yes,
so,
he is.
And golf, so he's seen it. So
let me ask you something. Since you talk about Sam, you guys are going to be at the PGA Show, and only because of my eye situation with this eye surgery I'm going through, I will not be able to go. I thought I was going to be there, but I can't now. I have to be back in the doctor's office that week. But there's a lot of stuff. You know, every year it's always fun stuff to look at and see, because it's a cornucopia of big word, right?
Oh yeah,
big word for an old Miss graduate.
I'm hoping to see some new clothes. I mean, something with a little pizzazz to them. Thinking of the Bob Hope when we used to have all those checks and stripes and all that. I'm ready for something to come back, Frank.
Doug Sanders is dead. Doug Sanders is dead.
Yeah,
The shoes.
Jimmy DeMeritt.
Oh yeah, all those.
You know, Sam and I going down there. He's involved with a company called Victory Links Food and Bev, and this company's been crushing it, Frank, with universities where they're making their own brands. You know, think of the University of Alabama's own beer, Alabama's own mixed drink or snacks and all that. And this NIL is another story, but
all these
schools need NIL money, and this company is blowing up. But we're gonna start doing this for golf courses. You know, when you start to think of our club, the Champions Club, we buy champion shirts, champions shoes, champions umbrellas, and now you're going to be able to get, we're going to, you know, this company white labels drinks and snacks and vending machines. And
back up a minute. You said NIL, it got started, and the name of the company again is?
Victory Links. Food and Bev. Yeah,
okay.
Victory Links Food and Bev.
So they private label products. For
can white label your club? Yeah, they do all that. All these schools have their own brand already.
Like Ole Miss.
Now they're going to have, you know, drinks and snacks available under that brand. So you know, you can have the Houston Cougar Claw or the Houston Cougar beer or whatever.
Just as long as they don't
Houston Cougar jerky.
You know, I'll be happy to promote this company for free as long as they will ostracize LSU from anything. I'm good with that then.
Hey. Okay. Oh, you don't want LSU. They've got LSU.
Oh, hell, I hate that. They have LSU. You know I hate LSU.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know you do.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Well, So you're doing it for golf courses now, or golf clubs, I guess? Or?
Yeah, golf courses, golf clubs, ranges, driving ranges, et cetera. I mean, go to a driving range, go to one of these vending machines. These vending machines are out of this world, Frank. I mean, you can now, you know, put your license in there. They know how old you are, and you can get a couple beers and a bucket of balls and go hit balls and have a beer at a driving range at night. I mean, it's incredible. They remember you. They help you, give you discount. The vending machines are off the charts. But what's kind of cool about this is, last night our friends told us they couldn't find a bartender. So maybe TGL. Just maybe they need some TGL snacks and drinks sitting right in the arena.
They should do that. If you're around, I'd get on a plane and head out right now. That's a sales call. You know what I mean? Because they definitely need it for sure. I was looking over the information that you guys sent me about this, and it's what's cool about it. What I was thinking is, you know, we you and I play all over the place, and 9 times out of 10, we're making the turn and we need a quick cocktail or some sort of snack or whatever. And the cart girls are out. You know, you see them maybe once or twice. Cart people, I should say, see them maybe once or twice in your round. So you're making the turn along with the other guys that are with you and the group that's in front of you that's holding you up every hole that's in front of you in front of the snack bar or in front of the men's bar or what women's bar downstairs, right, at your club. Well, how cool would it be to be able just to go past the machine, hit it, bam, 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 and keep going? It would speed up play.
Exactly.
That would be perfect.
It's a new way to make money for the clubs, and it cuts down their outlay, and it's going to work. I mean, we've seen it work with the colleges. They put the vending machines in the schools, and these kids can buy all the snacks that are branded by them. Imagine, you know, if you're a Notre Dame guy, I mean, would you go on the website, Frank, and if you were you'd buy every snack and drink and send it to yourself and sit there and drink Notre, just like we do the Taste of the Masters.
That's what I was going to say. How many people bring home all the snacks, all the potato chips and crap from the Masters with the Masters logo on it?
Exactly.
And the
send
cups.
Them to your dad for his birthday or your brother or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just branded stuff is all it is. It's kind of the Walgreens model is what it is, Frank. It's like when you go to Walgreens and you get some ointment for your foot, it's Walgreens ointment. You know, it's branded after the entity that you're going after.
Huh.
We're one of the first to do the Champions Club Golf Club. I think we're doing a Jackrabbit beer,
okay,
which is one of our courses, and we're doing a 1957 beer on tap in the clubhouse. So,
oh, cool. How do you find this? I mean, I know they'll be at the PGA show, right? They'll be advertising there or have a booth.
Yeah, so, we're going to have the machines there. I'm going to go down there with Sam and. We're going to have some giveaways and we're going to have all the snacks and everything there. They can come by and see us.
Come by the booth.
Yeah. If you go into the show.
What's the website?
2784. Where are we here? Yeah. www.victory. Is it Food and Bev, Sam? Yeah. FB.
Yeah. There's Sam. Sam, jump in. What's the website?
Yeah, Victory Snack.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Picture in front of me. Yeah, so we're gonna get the show. I'm working with, Victory Snacks. Victory Food and Beverage really is the umbrella company that kind of puts everything together. But Victory Links, I'll be there representing our company.
Cool. What's the booth number?
What we're doing is 2784.
2784 at the Orange County Convention Center next week for the PGA Merchandise Show. Yeah,
absolutely. We're going to be there. I'm going to be there. My dad's going to have a can that we're handing out for stash cans. It's got some cool branding on it, kind of displays the way that we can, you know, make you guys a private label or a private cocktail beverage. We're doing chips, snacks, jerky. Come check us out.
Golf Talk America beer, Golf Talk America mixed drinks. So yeah. the vending machine has beer, mixed drinks, all that, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And beer, you customize it to what you want to. From what I'm reading, you customize it to what you want it to be. That's damn cool.
Yeah, that's right. If you like a, you know, Miller Lite or a Coors Lite, they make it for you. Put it in there and have a Golf Talk America drink all of its own.
A bottle of Glenlivet out of the vending machine. I'll take it. So that's my favorite. That's my favorite breakfast drink. You know, so just like just all kidding aside, just like the new senator from Oklahoma yesterday in the confirmation hearings said, how many of you guys have ever, and talking about the senators, he was mad at them, how many of you guys ever come in for a late vote at night and you're not drunk, huh? Come on. So, you know, maybe you need a vending machine in the Senate office building so the guys won't have to leave the building. They can do the votes. I'm sorry, I've got political. I don't mean to. But
it's okay, Frank.
A friend of mine's being confirmed this morning, by the way, Pam Bondi. You know, I'm a Florida guy.
Oh, yeah, and, you know Pam Bondi.
I know
Pam
Bondi.
She's tough as nails, you told me.
Oh, my God. She's fabulous. She's a philanthropist. She's the sweetest person on the face of the earth. And when she takes that gorgeous face off in court, you see the face of Satan. I mean, she will rip your face off, man. She's tough. But anyway, she loves golf. She sucks, but she loves it. So anyway, okay. It's all those Florida people. But this is cool. I'm glad you brought that up because it's a neat product that really I can't imagine a lot of public golf courses. And like we have in Nashville, for instance, it's a nightmare to get, if you play a public course here, to you know, get some beers or whatever at the turn. It's next to impossible because they're pushing you to speed up play. So this is a win.
I've never seen a company grow as quick as this one, Frank, when it's through the colleges. It's amazing how badly these schools need money, you know, because they're tapping into the alumni to try to get NIL money. And I think we had like the four most richest teams that were in the playoffs. And I think the two richest are left, Notre Dame and
Ohio State. Yeah.
Ohio State, it's like $30-something million to get those players on the field. So, you know, when you walk into these colleges and tell them we'll take your brand and make drinks, snacks, and whatever, and your alumni can support this product, and we'll give that money to the NIL, some of it. They're like, oh, when can you start?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the schools need that money too. Well, actually, the tour needs the money too, so it might help them out. Anyway, interesting. So, did we figure out the website? Have we gotten that, or
yeah?
If we don't,
www.victoryfb.com.
Okay, victoryfb.com. So, folks, check it out.
FB stands for Food and Bev.
Yeah.
FB, victoryfb.com.
Cool. Check it out, folks. And so you're going to be down in Orlando next week. I'm sad I won't
be
there.
I'm going to go down there and check it out. I'm going to walk around and, you know, see what's new in the golf business.
Well, there's
maybe get a new driver, or look at the new drivers, maybe look at the new Three Woods or something.
Well, you know who my sponsor is, and you played their clubs too in the past. They came out with a mini driver. And
PXG Mini.
PXG Mini. And I have not been able to crank at it yet because I haven't been able to play because I can't see. But
somebody asked me, why do I need a mini driver? And I said, well, here's what a mini driver is. It's like an old two wood back in the day, but it's a driver that doesn't go as far as your driver, but you're able to hit it off the deck.
Yes.
Well, I don't know that many people that need that, but you know. Do you?
Well, yeah, me. I haven't been. You know, believe it or not, I can hit a driver off the deck. Now you get it. I mean, it depends on the lie, and you know that, but. But I'm excited about the mini driver. I want to see it and play with it.
Okay.
Most people, amateurs, and I think you'll agree with this, don't need a three wood. I mean, because they can't hit it. They can't hit it off the deck.
I'll be expecting to see a demonstration at Augusta with you with the mini PXG driver.
I'll do it right from the lawn at Azalea House, and I'll fly it right over the houses across the street. Yeah. Our buddy Marcus Brunel and that crowd.
If you can fly it over that house across the street, I'll eat the driver. How about that?
You got it. You got it. You didn't say I I couldn't tee it up. Remember? Okay.
Well, the mini. It's only for off the deck.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, so what's your first tournament? Where are you going to be? What are you excited about?
Me?
Masters? Players?
Yeah, probably Masters. Yeah. Maybe Players. Who knows? We'll see.
Well, you have your own gate at the Players Championship. I mean, you have a gate named after you as a 2-time champion. So.
Yeah.
And should be an asterisk by your name for those two championships because they were both won in the month of March. Which is how that course was designed and set up to be played, is to be played at that point in time in the Florida climate, if you will, not in May, you know.
In 1997, when I won my second Players' Championship, there was a young man playing in the tournament that finished about 57th that week, and that was a young Tiger Woods. And I had just won Doral 2 weeks before that. So I won Doral, came to the Players, won the Players, and we headed to the Masters. And that's where everything changed. Remember that, of course, where won by 12 or 14 strokes. So
it was crazy.
I got him just before he hit the peak, before he hit his stride, a couple of weeks before.
Before he thinned the herd, so to speak.
And he did.
Now, in those days, the Players' Championship was still the biggest purse. Period. Biggest winners.
It was, too. Back then it was,
Big number. Big number. Yeah. So that's why you've got all those fancy Lamborghinis and stuff, right? Just kidding.
Me? I got the 55 Ford Chevy. Windshield wipers at the moment, which is a kind of a bummer right now.
Well, remember, I'm in Nashville. I have a 2006 Silverado bent up, and I love it. So I drive it around because I don't want to park my nice car in the parking lots in the malls. Anyway, it's been fun. We've been all over the place, which is normally what I do these days. But I'm looking forward to getting over to Houston and maybe hitting the golf ball with you sometime within the next few months, whatever.
Yeah. Let's we'll get together in either in Florida or Augusta soon enough, and bring the mini. Like to see that.
Okay, and, we've got a bet. Who's going to pay for the plate glass window across the street when I top it right there?
Let's see where TGL finishes. Let's see what kind of spin they're going to put on that when they come out and say how much fun it was last night.
Well, obviously, Kistner doesn't know how to put spin on a ball, so spin out of the bunker.
His swing's in bad shape. I don't know if you know, he's got that closed stance now, and he's got the chop-off follow-through underneath his left armpit. I don't know what he's doing, but it's looking pretty rough. He was trying to hit some kind of a smoking drawer out there, but it just was not happening for him last night.
Well, if anybody passes this along to some of our friends that are involved with that entity, we're not disparaging it. We want it to be better.
We don't know what it's going to look like. Yeah. We just want to know what it's going to look like when it gets good. That's all we want to know.
Okay.
When does it get good?
I understand. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, tell my good friend Sam I said hello and best of luck with the new entity, and we'll throw some promotion out there for you.
All right, Frank. Great to see you, mate, and look forward to seeing you soon in person.
Sounds good. Take care, my friend. See ya.
All right.
All right, so for missing Tim Matthews, Frank Bassett saying thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the clubhouse.
Okay.